The humanitarian situation in Sudan has been deteriorating rapidly since violence broke out 12 days ago. People say they're running out of food, water, and medicine.
We are really suffering. Grain mills are closed, and we cannot grind our stock of wheat. Most basic commodities are absent, and if they are available, the prices are very high.
Living conditions are very dire for everyone. Prices have soared and means of transportation are almost gone. People are really suffering.
It's not only Sudanese. These Rohingya refugees fled persecution in Myanmar. They now find themselves in the middle of another conflict.
We need the safe zone because here situation is very bad, very heavy fighting with two groups. So we need the rescue. Anywhere need the safe zone.
Some people have managed to escape. A boat carrying 1,600 citizens of 50 countries has docked in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. And the United Nations says at least 20,000 people have arrived in Chad.
The number of those fleeing Sudan is expected to reach up to 200,000 in the coming days as more and more people try to find a way out. Those who remain behind say it's not only the deteriorating humanitarian conditions they're worried about, but also the security situation in the capital.
At the weekend, inmates escaped from Kobar prison in the capital. A high-profile detainee who served in former President Omar al-Bashir's government announced he had left the prison. Ahmed Haroun is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of crimes against humanity in Darfur. The army says Bashir is being held in a military hospital. The Rapid Support Forces posted a video on social media saying it had taken over a major oil refinery and power plant about 70 kilometers from Khartoum.
We are in full control of the refinery. We believe in action, not empty words. This is not the time for their nonsense. We control the majority of the country, north, south, east, and west. We have 200% control over Sudan.
Despite this, the army says it's in control.
It is the pride of the Sudanese army that we had not touched a single facility or any infrastructure. It is the rapid support forces that destroyed them. This war will come to an end very soon, and you will listen to the final statement. All of the main facilities are operational and in order, including the electricity and water supplies.
The United Nations says there is no sign the warring parties are ready to negotiate, and has warned of further suffering as long as the fighting continues. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.
Well, leaving Khartoum is a difficult and dangerous undertaking. The UK has flown some people out from a military airbase north of Khartoum, but it can take several hours to travel the 20 kilometres from the capital to the Wadi Saidna base. Saudi Arabia and India are among the countries that have evacuated people from Port Sudan, some 850 kilometres or a 13-hour drive east of Khartoum. Some are making the treacherous journey to the border with Egypt. That's about 1,000 kilometres from the capital. While others are taking an even longer route, about 1,500 kilometres west to the border with Chad. Ahmed Idris is near the Chad-Sudan border, where Sudanese refugees are fleeing into their neighbouring country.
The refugees, mainly women and children, crossed over from Sudan's Darfur area into this part of Chad. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees say they have registered more than 4,000 refugees in Kudron alone, and there are hundreds and hundreds more who are yet to be registered. And they hope to accomplish that in the next few days. Now, what the situation here in this particular camp is desperate. None of the refugees have any permanent structure over their head. There are no structures, no tents, and some of them are virtually living under trees. And they're telling us that the situation here is desperate. A lot of them say they haven't eaten over the past few days. Now, on this particular day, the United Nations and its agencies deployed to this particular area to see the situation for itself. It brought along tons and tons of food items to be distributed to the refugees. And let me show you in particular what's there for them. Now, these are sacks of grains, rice, as well as oil that will be distributed to the refugees all across this particular region. What is not clear is what happens to the other refugees who number in their hundreds who are yet to be registered by the United Nations agencies or relief agencies here. Now, when we panned the camera to this side, this particular family has just received its own share of grains. We can see it's like that's wheat and a few stuff like cooking oil, palm oil, groundnut oil, some flour that could help the family get along until such a time that things improve in this particular camp. Now, the United Nations, the World Food Programme is telling Al Jazeera that they have deployed a lot of food items that will cater for only 20,000 people. And the situation right now in this camp is that they are expecting more than 20,000 people in the days to come. The United Nations has projected between 120,000 to up to 200,000 people crossing from Sudan into this part of Chad, which means that the United Nations and its agencies and other relief agencies need to step up their act in order to cater for these refugees.